And chapter 3, beginning of the chapter, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some, commendatory letters to you, or commendatory from you? Ye are our letter written in our hearts, known and read of all men, being manifested to be Christ's epistle, ministered by us, written not with ink, but the Spirit of the living God, not on stony tables, but on fleshy tables of the heart. I make no secret of the fact that this text was in my calendar this morning, and it has remained with me, and I would just like to share something of it. It's particular what we are as letters. Ye are our letter. I should have said, it's singular. And when you think that this is written to the Corinthians, it's quite something. When you think about how the first epistle goes, when there were I of Paul, I apostle, and so on, and then all the exercises that Paul faces up to, it's very remarkable that in this second epistle, Paul can draw attention to something that a company there who themselves are all he needs as a commendation. His work in them was such that he was commended by it. Ye are our letter, and it's written in our hearts. I love to think of that. It refers to the stony tables, but it's not that. It's written in our hearts. It's the affections that have been affected by what Christ has done. And known and read of all men. I think of that. It links very much with what Chris has been speaking about. That in this dark, dark world, and Corinth wasn't a city that had been changed by Paul's ministry there. It was a company that had been affected by his ministry. And he could say that known and read of all men. What a contrast with all that was around in that city. A city marked by particular evil. And yet here was a company who were actually known to be somewhat different, marked by affections, known and read of all men, but by the Spirit of God. Paul would draw attention to the one who Paul, credited with the change that had been brought about. Paul didn't say, you changed because of my ministry or anything like that. It was the Spirit of God working through him that affected this tremendous change. And so he it's remarkable really that he says, ye are our letter. There are times when I'm very glad of the distinctions between thou and ye. Makes it quite clear that it's the company together that have been affected, drawn together in these bonds of love and concern that there should be conditions in Corinth that were pleasing to God, and it had been brought about by the blessed Holy Spirit through Paul's ministry. Well, I just share this impression, as I say, I can't claim originality, but I did feel that I was impressed by it, that something had been written in Corinth. It's not written in the epistle to the Ephesians or anything like that. In Corinth, where we have, as I've said, all the conditions around, and yet here was a company that was pleasing to God, who had a testimony to the fact that a change had been brought about, a company was different, and it was all by the blessed Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.